In 1851, 1,000 people attended the public hanging of a man in Kenosha who had drowned his wife. The public spectacle horrified newspaper editor C. Latham Scholes and inspired him to run for the state assembly, where 2 years later he helped pass a bill to abolish Wisconsin's death penalty. Since then, there have been numerous attempts to reinstate it, including 3 failed efforts to get an advisory referendum on the ballot. In every legislative session since 1973, a death penalty bill has been introduced and killed. At a recent forum on the referendum at Edgewood College, death penalty opponent Madison's Catholic Bishop Robert Morlino compared the death penalty to terrorism in the sense that it is killing someone when it's not necessary.
When we do that, it contributes to a spiral of violence in the world. We're supposed to be consistent in fighting violence, and as we fight violence, we should not contribute to it at the same time. It makes us incredible.
The forum also included Marquette Law student Daniel Schur, who says there is a moral imperative for executing murderers based on what he calls the social debt theory.
When you kill someone, you incur a debt to society, all of us. And the way you pay back that debt, just like you're not going to pay back the bank $5 on a $10 loan, the way you pay back the debt that you've incurred is through the state taking your own life.
But while the death penalty may pay a debt to society, what about the financial impact on the state budget of adopting it? A study of North Carolina's death penalty found that it cost $2 million more per execution than the cost of sentencing murderers to life in prison without parole. The co-director of Wisconsin's Innocence Project, Keith Findlay, says that's money that could be spent much more effectively to prevent murders.
We could be spending that money on more police officers, on more prosecutors, on more DNA analysts to clean up the backlog so that we can go out and catch perpetrators before they commit crimes against other people. There are better uses for this money that provide more public safety. The death penalty squanders our resources and makes us less safe.
But Marquette political science professor John McAdams says the cost of the death penalty could be cut if death row inmates were allowed fewer appeals. And McAdams challenges studies that show the murder rate is higher in states that have the death penalty, citing other studies showing that executing murderers does deter potential killers. He says that makes the cost of reinstating it justified.
As long as there's a substantial probability that the death penalty deters, I think it's a form of reckless endangerment not to apply it and not to protect people whose murders might be deterred.
The most recent polls show the death penalty referendum will likely pass by a fairly narrow margin. But Barbara Sella of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference says that doesn't mean there are enough votes in the state legislature to pass a law to implement it.
A number of the people, the legislators that I talked to who voted in favor of this, said to us and stated publicly on the floor of the Senate, for example, that they would never support the death penalty. They just wanted to give people the right to make their voices heard.
But if Republicans retain their majority in both state houses and death penalty supporter Republican Mark Green is elected governor, there could be a major debate on the issue next year. Governor Jim Doyle has promised to veto a death penalty bill if it passes the legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.